Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, I find it interesting how, and I don't say this in a contradictory way, I just say I find it interesting how you bring something up and I see it completely different, okay?
Yeah.
And both are right. I'm not saying either one's wrong, okay? I'm just saying both are right. I'm talking about the 103-year-old doctor, okay? Because you mentioned that, I don't know if I'd want to go see a guy that's 103 for my health needs.
Well, he wouldn't know the most up-to-date, you know, medicine.
Right.
Yeah.
But then my take on it was, the dude's 103. Whatever he's been doing, it's working.
Well, that is true, too.
It's working.
That is true. I have some of his must-dos, if you would like to hear them.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Schmidl's not going to like this at all.
Okay.
At all. So anyway, they said, listen, you're 103 and you still practice medicine. And he's really sharp. He still goes snowshoeing.
I'd go see.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
At 103?
I would go see.
Yeah?
Yep. Because the best advice I've ever had in my life is a guy told me years ago, he said, always sit down and talk to people that are much, much older.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
And because they have lived it, they know it, and they are very, their expertise when it comes to life.
What is it? Always talk to a guy with a pocket knife and an apple? Is that what it was? Because you know how they like carve an apple.
That's a Southern Illinois thing.
And then they eat it.
So it's like it's an old soul that just knows a lot of stuff because they just sit there and peel their apple and just eat it. And, yeah.
My old guy didn't have to have an apple.
He didn't have
for me to talk to.
No,
he didn't. He just needed to be elderly.
Okay.
Yeah, he didn't need a knife for an apple. Yeah. Nothing like that.
So he was talking about this 103-year-old doctor was talking about how a long time ago, people actually prescribed cigarettes. That when he was in med school, people would say take an edge off. Like stress is worse than smoking, and so he said that we would smoke, and people can't believe that in the actual hospitals, you could walk around with a cigarette in your mouth.
I can't even imagine that.
They sold you cocaine over the counter.
Yeah, so he said...
Nothing shocking about it.
He said it wasn't until, you know, much later in his lifetime that he figured out, like, these cigarettes are killing people. And so that was the right choice. And he said his concern about now everybody these days is that they don't realize how bad marijuana is for them because everybody's kind of, like, sweeping it under the rug. And he said, my fear is that it's going to be like cigarettes. We're going to find out that that marijuana is really, really bad for people because right now we see that after you smoke a joint, your coordination goes down, your intellect is absolutely modified. They're showing premature heart activity, strokes, and heart attacks, but nobody wants to talk about that.
So this guy is saying pot. You got to beware, okay?
It'll be the cigarette of in 15 years.
I wonder if it's because it's become so advanced and chemicals are being added to it, and, you know, because it's just a plant.
I mean, look at the gummies.
Yeah, you're right.
Everything that's all chemicals. Like,
Yeah, so anyway, that was one of his things. He said, so don't retire. Don't ever retire.
I agree with that.
Because you'll just sit there and
you just wait to die.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
When you retire, you wait to die.
He said, don't hate anybody. Boy, that was going to be a tough
hard.
One.
No, what? You can't have like one or two.
No, he said, don't hate anybody. It's only toxic to yourself.
Really? You think about it.
Because that person doesn't care if you hate them or not.
They don't.
But you are obsessed with your hate for them.
And you fester.
Yeah, and it's toxic to your whole well-being.
Well, this is no fun.
I know. I'm like,
I thought my hate was making people miserable.
I'm trying to think if I like literally like... If I really, really hate somebody, and
I can't picture anybody. Yeah. I can't name one person that I hate.
I got really close to hating Danny Bonaducci, really close, but I think that was more annoyed than hate.
Hate is really deep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
if I really analyze it, I think it would just be like, ugh.
Did you hate Danny when you weren't there?
No, I didn't think about it.
It was more in his presence.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you hate something that you hold on to.
Where you think about it all day. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's when the person's out of sight, out of mind, even for years.
Right.
And you still have that hate.
That hate.
That's hate.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't have anybody that obsess about or think about.
Yeah. Nobody. Nobody.
Do you hate that you don't have a hockey career?
But that's not the same as hating
that's
somebody.
That's a different kind of hate.
Yeah. It's a different hate. Yeah.
I know, but it's kind of fun to bring up. That's called regret. Yeah. About Spadilla? I feel like you have some hate in your heart.
No, I actually can't think of anybody.
No?
No. Right. I mean, there's people that I definitely don't like, but just straight up hate, no.
What about someone that shot you in the face, point blank, like paintball?
No.
Oh, yeah. So
yeah.
Somebody that took away your title.
That just happens. Yeah. Yeah. That's part of sports.
Yeah, it is part of it. Anyway. I think it's hard to find somebody that actually has a hate in their heart. It's not as common as you think, I think.
I think you're right when you really analyze it.
When you really talk about it.
A lot of us don't like people.
Yeah.
But hate is a different
thing. Yeah. And I think you rarely come across that, to be honest.
Keep a lot of friends. Have a lot of friends. It's really important.
Ooh.
And it doesn't matter their age. So it's
that. I don't have any friends.
You do. You just don't. You don't cultivate them very well.
Well, they don't cultivate me.
Well, they try.
I'm not going to cultivate you if you don't cultivate me.
Well, yeah, but they try. Like, Powerball Pete really, I say this every year, really wants to be your friend.
He just wants to go out drinking.
No, he doesn't. He like paddle boards and stuff.
With me?
He would.
He likes to go wings
No, I'm not going paddle boarding with Powerball Pete.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. You don't cultivate it. Like, when he texts you, you don't return his text.
Right.
That would be...
You got to build that relationship.
That cultivating? That me returning a text?
Yes, it is.
Just telling you, hi. Hey, Pete, hi.
That would just be, you know...
All right, so how many true friends do you think you have?
True friends?
Yeah, solid.
Like, probably four.
Okay, well then that would...
And I'm... Oh, that sounds... Uh-oh.
What?
Nothing.
Now there's a bunch of people wondering if they made the list.
Yeah. Made the cut. Everyone's looking at each other like, because how many people are in the group?
I have 12 really close friends.
All right, so.
I really great. I love them all. 12.
So what's the number on this survey?
He just said keep really good friends around. Okay. He didn't give a number. Right. He just said, but it doesn't matter. He's 103, so all his friends are dead.
Yeah.
So he does have friends that are in their 30s because everybody's age different offers. You don't have to like be in a mindset like if I'm 40, I can only have friends that are in their 40s.
Because
he's like every age.
Everyone
group.
Offers something different.
Yeah. Let's see. Ignore your age. You don't even need the number.
It's just a number,
right? Yeah. And then he said, keep walking. Always walk.
Oh.
Like park your car further away. Walk.
Yes. I agree with that.
Well, that's just dumb.
No, come on, man. If you got for a walk and be Carson, like, oh, it feels so refreshed.
We'll start walking to work then, okay? Listen, if I can get a parking spot closer to the front door of the Dick's, I'm getting at that parking spot. In fact, I'll put on my blinker and wait till that person pulls out. And I'm not parking three down, okay? And walking. Ain't going to happen, Jamie. He was on a roll there until he got to that parking thing. Now he's full of crap.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.